your car was purchased in his name. At some point, the relationship was over.
Love and automobiles were a bad mix.
The car wasn't the issue. The issue was the relationship. She would go into a rage. She would say, take the car, take the car. It was a back and forth thing.
So is X.
Who is this person?
That's my pastor.
Try some divine intervention.
The truth has not been told.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Patricia Wallace is suing her ex-fiancé, Marcus Williams, for the return of an engagement ring and money she invested in a car.
Order. All rise.
Yes, case number 401 on the calendar, the matter of Wallace versus Williams. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat, please.
Miss Wallace, Mr. Williams was a boyfriend of yours, and it is your claim that you purchased a car. You put the car in Mr. Williams' name, despite the fact that you were paying for it, which he seems not to deny. But in order to do that, you had to pay off a loan that he had outstanding for a truck. And then your car was purchased right. In his name.
Right.
The idea was you were to make the payments and maintain the insurance.
Right.
Well, at some point, the relationship was over. And Mr. Williams, after a period of time, took it back several times
right.
Intermittently, but ultimately took back the car. You want the money that you put into it.
That's correct.
When was the car purchased?
The car was purchased on February the 12th. 2010.
And how much was the car?
The day I got the car, he took all the paperwork. So I never had a copy of any of the paperwork.
Just a minute. You were in the dealership, so you must have heard the salesman talking about...
At the time that he was talking to the salesman, I was filling out the references. All the references on the paper from the application were mine. The paycheck stub that they used to determine the paydays were
how
all mine.
How much was the car?
I have a receipt that says $22,517.
How much was the car, Mr. Williams?
The actual price, Your Honor, would be $23,667.49, Your Honor.
Where is the car now?
In my possession, Your Honor.
When did you take it back from Miss Wallace for the last time?
Around the month of May.
May of 2010?
2010, yes, ma'am.
Now, how much were your monthly payments?
My monthly payments was $460, and I didn't pay in May because he had the car.
Okay. And did you put a down payment on the car?
I did.
How much?
$1,900, plus I had to pay $188.94 as well.
What?
I think that was the taxes.
Okay. So far, you have about $3,000 invested in the car.
Right.
The two of you are no longer a couple. You took back the car. Do you want to tell me why you took back the car, sir?
Your Honor, actually, I didn't take the car back. She actually gave the car back.
Tell me about that.
Through the course of our relationship, it was a back and forth thing. And she would go into a rage. She would say, take the car, because you're going to hold it over my head. You're going to hold it over my head. And I don't want anything to do with it. I don't want anything to do with you, okay? I get the car. Then maybe a day or two later, we're back together. She has the car. Then maybe a week would go by, maybe 2 weeks. Then it's the same thing. Then the last time when I took the car in May, the car lot called me because there was a delinquent payment. So I called her, which I would call her several times when the payments were delinquent.
Well, late.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And she, you know, instead of speaking to me like an adult, she would curse me out.
Okay. Who is this person?
That's my pastor. Marcus and I were engaged. We had started going to him for counseling.
Okay. You don't have anything to add to this car business, do you, Pastor?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'd like to hear you.
I met with both of them.
You met with both of them about?
Marital counseling.
And?
And in the course of those meetings, the issue of the car came up.
And?
The truth has not been told because I asked... Patricia, leave it alone, let it go. She said, but it's my car. I don't want to let it go. And he continually said, I'm not going to take her car. I won't take her car.
Okay. Fine. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Miss Wallace, the two of you aren't marrying.
Right.
That's for sure. So this is the situation. And it's really something that... situation that I've had to deal with numerous times before because people aren't smart enough, and that would be you, not to take out a car loan for somebody else ever.
Yes, ma'am.
You're married, that's one thing. You have community property, things get split down the middle. But now you have the car back.
Yes, ma'am.
You also have the loan.
Yes, ma'am.
And if I determine that it was the plaintiff's car and direct that you return it to her, that means she has the car, you have the loan, and continuous aggravation.
That is correct, Your Honor.
So that seems to me to be unreasonable, and it seems to me a situation that the courts, either this court or another court, will have to deal with probably for 5 years while this loan is being paid off by somebody. So, Ms. Wallace, this is your situation. I'm going to give you 2 weeks to get another car loan.
I have a car.
Well, if you have another car, then you have another car because instead of coming directly to court in May, you waited 8 months to come to court.
The reason why is because I was on a job. I worked at AT&T. It's zero tolerance. You cannot be late. You cannot be absent.
That's not the court's problem. That's not the court's problem.
Right.
What?
Your Honor, may I speak, please? The reason why it took her so long to bring me here to court, she waited 8 months. The car wasn't the issue. The issue
That's
was...
That's not
the,
correct.
The issue was the relationship.
That's not
okay,
correct.
Okay, I don't... Listen.
That's not correct.
Do I look different from Phil?
No, ma'am. I mean, yes, ma'am.
The answer would be yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I look very different
yes,
from
ma'am.
Phil. That's not my problem.
No, it's not.
My problem is you waited 8 months, and now you want all the money that you put into the car, despite the fact that the car has depreciated in value since you purchased it, and he has the car, he has the loan. I assume that since he didn't buy this car, you did, that he's stuck with a car that's got a reverse on it, so it's worth less than what the loan is at this point, and you want money. That's not happening.
But I actually spent more money than that because what he's not telling is, and I have the proof, I made all the payments before time. He came and took the car 3 times after the first time he left me stranded at Waffle House. We got into an argument. I have all the proof. He came in Waffle House trying to take the keys. I refused to give them to him. He followed me. He left me. He left me. He made me leave the car at Waffle House.
You're not following what I'm saying to you. The last time he took the car back was in May of 2010.
Right.
The car that you purchased for $23,000, he could probably maybe sell now for $17,000, $18,000, maybe. So he's in the hole for money because he was doing something nice for you. He was taking the car loan in his name so that you could have the car that you wanted.
That's not what
I don't care
happened.
Whether it is or whether it isn't.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Your choice is a simple one. Do you understand?
I do. But can I say
it's
something?
It's not happening. What you want is not happening.
And later today...
Because of her stealing the medicine from Mr. Merle, she got 5 years probation for that on top of the other 5 years.
Yeah. Just a second. You're talking. Didn't you see the hand?
I'm sorry.
Real cases. Real people. Judge Judy. Atricia Wallace says ex-fiancé Marcus Williams won't return an engagement ring she bought. She also says Marcus repossessed her vehicle, forcing her to rent a car.
Now, if you came here in May, I would have said to you, take the car. You have 2 weeks to get a loan in your name, and I would have directed him to return the car to you.
Can he still return the car to me since I paid all that money, as well as when I paid
yes,
the car note, I still had to
just
pay.
Just a second. Listen to me. Very easy. How much is left on the loan?
I believe it's $15,390.79.
And you have the car?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Fine.
Oh, correction, Your Honor. The balance that exists is $18,000. I'm sorry.
$837. I'd like to see it.
Right there.
Well, the balance on the car is almost $19,000. Bert, just for giggles, so that the people will understand what the parameters are. This is a 2009 Dodge
Charger.
Two-door?
Four-door.
Four-door. I just want you to tell me, or tell the plaintiff, whether it would be prudent for her to go and get a loan for $19,000. And Mr. Williams?
Yes, ma'am.
Will give her the car back.
V6.
V6?
Yes, ma'am.
14-3.
Okay. So this is what your situation is, Ms. Wallace. You have a $19,000 loan that he's paying off. The car is worth $14,300. It would be very foolish of you to go and get a loan for $19,000 to buy a $14,000 car. Do you understand?
Right.
He, on the other hand, is stuck with a $14,000 car and a $19,000 loan. Do you understand?
I do.
Great.
But can I
It's not happening. What you want is not happening. What you want is $3,000. That's not happening.
That's not
you
all
have,
the money.
You have...
That's not all I'm suing him
have,
for.
The only other part of this lawsuit is a $150 engagement ring, which I'm not dealing with.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Because you purchased it. You took possession of it. He doesn't know where it is.
He knows where it is.
All right, whatever. Listen to me. Your choice is a simple one. He's got a $19,000 loan on an obligation he undertook for you. The car is now worth $14,000. If you want the car back, get a $19,000 loan in the next 2 weeks, and I will direct that he turn the car over to you. Then you're whole. You have your car, and you have the loan, and he doesn't have the obligation and the risk to his credit. Does that make sense?
It does, but the reason I got the car in his name, the truck he had, his car note was $500 a month. He wasn't able to pay it.
All right. You have a car?
I have a car in my
Good.
Name.
That's all. I can't help you. And he's got a loan for $5,000 more than the car is worth.
Please excuse me. Step out.
He got mad because I broke up with him and he took the car.
It was a bad business deal?
He took the car 3 times. He kicked my door in.
It's a bad relationship.
Kept taking the car and I got tired of it.
I learned my lesson.
I wanted him to stop taking a car from me that I paid for.
Not gonna put my neck on the line or chopping block for nobody ever again.
And he never even apologized to me.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Dulesky versus Benda. Step forward.
Rebecca Dulesky is suing her sister, Robin Benda, for an unpaid loan to help her through her divorce.
Ms. Dulesky, this is your sister. You claim she owes you about $600.
Correct.
Some money that you claim that you loaned to her a year ago. When did you give her the money?
In January of 2008, I loaned her $500. In August of 2009, I loaned her another $100.
And what took you so long to get to court?
I was waiting for her to openly pay it on her own. Here recently, we have lost our health insurance, and I am needing to make medical payments and take care of some personal matters.
Mm-hmm. Your sister says that there was never any discussion of giving this money back to you, that you helped her out because you're her sister, she needed some money. She was going through a divorce or something and she needed some emergency money and you were more than happy to help her out. She said the reason that you're coming against her now is not that you have bills, but because for some inexplicable reason, she reported to the police that your daughter was stealing prescription medication. Your daughter is now incarcerated, and she says you blame her for the fact that your daughter is in trouble with the law. She says that's the reason that you are now claiming that this generous gift from a sister was a loan.
That's not right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Did you write her, get ready for the payback, promise you that?
Not that I remember, no.
Sit down, I didn't ask you to get up.
Real cases, real people, Judge Judy. Rebecca Dulesky claims her sister, Robin Benda, borrowed money from her during her divorce. Rebecca says she's yet to pay it back.
Is your daughter currently incarcerated?
This is correct. She's in a 120-day rehab.
And had she been arrested for stealing prescription medication on the complaint of your sister?
Correct.
When?
Approximately a year ago or so.
She's not in a program now or incarcerated now because of your sister. She's not there for a year.
No, she just
Well, then she must have gotten into some other trouble.
No, it was stemming from that argument or that she was placed into the rehab from her, and I was mad at that time.
Just a second. So she was placed in a rehab, so she was addicted to drugs?
Correct, as far as I know.
Well, if she was addicted to drugs, then that's where she belongs, in a rehab.
I agree.
But now she's incarcerated.
She's not incarcerated. She is in a 120-day rehab.
Is that court-ordered?
Yes.
Stemming from what arrest?
Her pressing charges for the theft of that prescription drug.
And she's only been arrested once? Is that what you're telling me?
I have no idea, ma'am.
Your Honor, I have a copy of CaseNet where she was actually on 5 years probation for forging a doctor's signature on a prescription notepad, and she was seen on camera at a department store. And in addition to that, it says here she was on five, because of her stealing the medicine from Mr. Merle, she got 5 years probation for that on top of the other 5 years. She was only going to have the 5 years probation, but
just a second. You're talking. Didn't you see the hand?
I'm sorry.
She was placed on 5 years probation. Well, she's in 120-day rehab now, court-ordered, because she must have violated that.
I presume so, yes.
What do you mean you presume?
Okay. I am not familiar with her.
All right, you want
history?
To give me 3 minutes, please, on this 2.5-year-old alleged loan? That's all I have for you. 3.5 minutes. Let's go.
In October of 07, she decided she wanted a divorce. In January, she asked me to borrow some money, at which time I loaned her $500.
Those are all conclusions. That's not fact.
I have the bank statements.
I don't care about the bank statement. I believe that you gave her $500.
At which time I stated that it would be a loan because I am not rich and I don't have that kind
of
money.
Is that what your sister said to you?
No, at the time it was, I asked if my family would help me because I knew this was going to be a tough divorce, and they said that they would help me willingly, and I said,
no. Who said
my sister and my mother.
No, I didn't.
What did your mother give you?
My mother has given me money over the course of the divorce.
And your sister gave you $500?
No. She claims she has a receipt for the check.
Look at me.
I'm sorry. She claims she has the check for $500 and another one for $100. I don't remember ever seeing those. All I remember is she took me to the grocery store, bought me groceries twice, and I remember her giving me $100 to pay a utility bill.
Okay. So you have a check made out to her for $500?
Correct.
I'd like to see it.
On that
check.
I don't have the actual check. I have the statements from the bank for both of them.
No. I want.
Well, let me see my check before I say no.
Before I say no. You're Robin?
Yes. I don't recall ever. But that was a hard time in my life. I don't recall those.
You don't recall?
I don't recall receiving.
But it's actually quite possible.
It was a taxing time for me.
It was a difficult time for you.
Mm-hmm.
That she did give you $500.
It's possible. I don't know.
Fine. When was the first time she asked for it back?
Well, the first time she started sending me nasty texts was...
That's not what I asked you. I said, when for the first time did she ask you for the $500 back?
I believe it was June 29th, which was the same day...
June 29th, what year?
2010, which was the same day her daughter was convicted.
Okay.
That's incorrect.
Listen to me very carefully. When, for the first time, did you make a demand for the $500 back?
Approximately February of this year.
February of 2010?
Correct.
I have copies of texts that were sent to me, and they are dated June 29th.
I'd like to see them.
This is when the same day that her daughter was convicted, and this is when she started asking me for the money back.
I started asking for the money back before that because I received a phone call on July 2nd from a police officer stating that I do not need to be texting her because she had filed
That's
a harassment.
That's not what I asked you.
This is a copy
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Did you write her, get ready for the payback, promise you that, on June 29th?
I don't recall that.
Well,
take a
look.
But I do believe in karma.
Shut up. All I'm asking you is, you remember sending this to her?
Not that I remember, no.
Sit down. I didn't ask you to get up.
I know, but...
Get ready for the payback, promise you that. June 29th, 2010, 8:21 p.m.
I may have said that in anger, yes.
Yeah, good.
I do not recall.
Very good. If you want to pursue a loan, you've got to pursue it more than 2.5 years after it was made. I don't believe that was a loan. I believe that you were angry. Case is dismissed. That's all. Thank you.
Why is that excuse me? Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I think the whole case was... crazy.
I had, in good faith, loaned it to her.
One family member of trying to help out another family member.
To be repaid at a future date.
I just can't believe it came to this point.
And this is where we're at.
Well, my sister and I have had some baggage in the past, so I don't think our relationship's ever going to be repaired.
I don't really care.
You know, I've always said you don't mix business and family. It just doesn't work.